Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for February 24th, 2026. Today is Tuesday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. For consider your calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Here ends the reading. Most everything we think we know about the church in Corinth comes from what we infer from Paul's letters to them. I've been reflecting on the apostles' characterization of the congregation in today's passage. Not many of you were wise. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. But consider this. Not many means a few. So think about the passage again in this way. A few of you had a good education. A few of you come from places of power. A few of you were born into the right families. What we can glean is that this church had people who were literate and illiterate, powerful and powerless, high society and outcasts. All of them were thrown into the mixing bowl of God's grace and became a church. As foolish as the cross is, it's even more foolish that people with nothing in common would assemble regularly to pray and break bread together. I'm just back from a two-day pastor's conference, and one of the guest speakers told a few stories about the importance of being intentional when it comes to knowing our neighbors. He said that many of the challenges facing our society stem from our reluctance to simply be in proximity to one another. He suggested more potlucks as a way to build trust and community. He noted that the church's fellowship muscles were in danger of atrophying to the degree that we are unwilling to spend time with each other. He contended that the fellowship table and the Eucharistic table were inseparable. The church at Corinth must have been a raucous place, with all of these disparate people encountering each other and navigating how to be in relationship across some pretty wide societal divides. But for Paul, this holy hodgepodge was the proof that God was at work amongst the Corinthians. For all their differences, the thing they shared was that they had been called together by the power of God into an assembly that looked like foolishness to the rest of the world. One of the pastors at my conference wasn't buying the potluck solution. He went on an impassioned rant about how the church needed activists and rabble-rousers and radicals. The speaker allowed him to finish his speech before saying simply, "If we don't have time to build relationships over dinner, we'll never have time to raise any meaningful rabble." As we will learn in our journey through 1st and 2nd Corinthians, church life is complicated and messy. Oh, by the way, if you've been around church in the 21st century, you know that church life is complicated and messy. Oftentimes, it will look as if what we're doing is out of touch with the rest of the world, and sometimes even downright foolish. But today, I'm thinking about how God calls us to be in relationship with God by being in healthy relationships with one another. I like the idea of a foolish potluck being the headwaters of good trouble. Let the so-called wisdom of the world be confounded by the church with its foolish belief that God continues to call all sorts of folks to the table, even people like us. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each one of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.